Today's daf is Zvachim daf Samach Tes. We are holding on daf Samach Chesam and Beis. Again, to get back into the sugya, the Mishnah had discussed the topic of Tumah Bebeis Habliya for Nevelas of Tahar. We know that when you have a kosher bird that becomes a Nevela, it's Metame Bebeis Habliya. When you swallow it, it's Metame. So the Mishnah said that all the Pesulin, Shemalku, Melikasan, Pesula, Veinu Metame, Beis Habliya, someone who's possible to do a Malika, and then they do a Malika anyway, it's not considered Nevelas of Tame, it's not going to be Metame Bebeis Habliya. So the Gemara started to discuss various types of Pesulin, various types of problematic malikos, where there is what to discuss, whether it's metame beis habliya or not. So first shita we had was Rav. So Rav held that if you do malika with the left hand, or you do malika at night, it's not going to be metame beis habliya. The malika is at least effective enough to take away the tumas nevela. Even though it's not the best way to do malika, it's at least effective enough to take away the tumas nevela. But if a non-Kohen does malika, or the malika is done by a Kohen but with a knife, where malika is supposed to be done biyad, then the animals of nevela, it's even metame bebeis habliya. That is the shita of Rav that we learned yesterday. The Gemara had suggested v'nelef mi bama. At some point, the Gemara suggested, why don't we learn out from a bama? And the Gemara said, no, we can't learn anything out from a bama. What do we want to learn from a bama? So Rashi explained, what we want to learn from a bama is that a zar is kasher to do malika of ofos l'chadchila, because there was no din of kihun, there was no din of kohanim by bamos. So we should have, the Gemara had suggested, why don't you learn from a bama that if a zar does the malika, that it's not going to be metame beis habliya, that it's not going to be a nevela, because after all, a zar is allowed to do the malika by a bama against Rav. The Gemara wanted a darshan against Rav. That's how our Rashi has it. Rashi in Ksavyad, you notice that there's a whole second set of Rashis that we have at this point, where you have Rashi, Nuschas Rashi Ksavyad, you have in the margin of the page. So Rashi in the Ksavyad and Rashi Maseches Menachos says, no, that when the Gemara suggested we should learn from Bama, the Gemara was saying that from the fact that a zar is kasher to be oved on a bama, we're not talking about stam, the zar being oved on a bama. We're talking about historically before Aaron was chosen to be a kohen, then avoda was bebucharos and not be kohanim. And so then you see that during that time in history, a zar was allowed to be oved on a bama because the avoda was not yet be kohanim, and that's what we're trying to prove from. Not from a zar being Ovid on Obama, even after Aaron was chosen. So Tosus Medayik from that Rashi, from Rashi Menachos and Rashi in the Ksav Yad, that after Aaron was Huvdal to be a Kohen, then there's no longer, it's no longer that a zar is kosher to be Ovid Avodas HaKarbonos on Obama. So like in the Bumbos of Gilgal and Nov and Givon, which was after Aaron obviously was chosen to be a Kohen, so zar was no longer allowed to serve on Obama. That's why Rashi has to go back to before Aaron was chosen to be a Kohen. The Tosfos points out that that's really impossible, because we know that that's not true, that a zar is kosher for bamos always. So why would Rashi Dafka focus on before Aaron was chosen to be a Kohen, if a zar is kosher for bamos even after Aaron was chosen to be a Kohen? Meaning our Rashi seems to be much more reasonable. So the Rashba explains that maybe Rashi, of course, is modet that a zar can be oved on a bama even after kohanim were identified as the people to do the avoda. Of course Rashi is moda, a zar can serve on a bama. But Rashi holds that the raya has to be from before Aaron, because during the zman of heter bamos, when there was a bama kitana and a bama gedola, the primary avoda was on a bama gedola. A zar was allowed to do avoda on a bama kitana, but on a bama gedola, where the primary avoda was done, a zar was not allowed to do the avoda. When you have a bama katana and a bama gadola, the small avodas that are done in a bama katana might not be considered avoda, and therefore might not serve as a precedent of what we're going to allow, whether we count the malika of a zar as being a valid malika or not. It's more like doing shchita in the mikdash, which is not considered an avoda. Shchita b'mikdash is not considered an avoda, like we learned yesterday. And therefore, it's dafka from the Hechshar Vizar to do the Avodah before Aaron was Nivdal, that Rashi wants to bring a Raya. Why? Because before Aaron was chosen, there was no Bama Gadola Bama Gadola, it was just Bama. So therefore, the fact that Azar was able to do the Avodah shows you that it's Avodah, that it really counts as Avodah, and nevertheless, the Zar was able to do it. So you see that Malika was Kasher Vizar. That's what the Gemara's intention was in asking from Bama. But be that as it may, Rav's Shita is very clear that Azar Visakadar Matam Beis Abliya, that if a Zar does the Malika, the animal is a din of a Devela, and the oaf is Matame Beis Abliya. We left off at Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. I think that's where we're up to. Rabbi Yochanan, about 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zar Ein Matame Beis Abliya. Rabbi Yochanan says no. As if a Zar does the Malika, it's not Matame Beis Abliya, meaning the Zar's Malika is good enough to make the animal not be a nevela. It's not metame bebeis habliya. Sakin metame bebeis habliya. But if you use a knife, that will taka be metame bebeis habliya. Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan is metar malika zar. And Rashi says, because Hechsher Bama, the reason that he's Mitar Malika Zar, is Rashi writes, Dielfinu Mi Bama, the exact question that we asked on Rav, right? So we're saying that that's Taka where Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan holds just like by a Zar when he's allowed to do Malika by a Bama. So you see that when a Zar does Malika in the Mikdash, that it's at least going to take away the Tumas Nevela, it's going to be Mitar Beis Abliya. Tosus writes, if there could be another reason for Rabbi Yochanan, why Zar's Malika takes away the Issa Nevela. You could say that Rabbi Yochanan's Matar Malika Zar because a Zar has Hechsher B'Shchita. The Gemara had said, according to Rav, you can't bring a Raya from Shchita, Shchita Lav Avodahi. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan will say, no, Shchita does have a din of an Avodah. And you could learn from the Zar's Hechsher Shchita that the Zar's Malika is also good enough to take away the status of Nevela. And Tos says it's not just academic what the source of Rabbi Yochanan is. Is it from Shchita Vazar or is it from Malika Bibama Vazar? Nafkamina would be, what about a Malika's Kohen Balmum? You have a Kohen Balmum, do the Malika. If Rabbi Yochanan is Metar Malika Zar because a Zar is allowed to serve on a Bama, so by Kohen Balmum, he can't even serve on a Bama. Kohen Balmum, therefore, it should be Tamei. Because even though a Zar is Hukshar Bama, Balmum is not Hukshar Bama. But if the reason for Rabbi Yochanan is because of a Hechsher Zar Bishchita, that a Zar is allowed to do the Shchita, well, Malika's Balmum should also not be, Malika of a Kohen Balmum should also not be Matam Bebeis Abliya, because a Balmum is allowed to Shecht Kachim. A Balmum is also Hukshar B'Shchitas Kachim. That's discussed in Rashi, Mesech Kedushin, Dafnun Gimel Amin Aleph, that a Balmum is Hukshar B'Shchitas Kachim. So it's enough Gemino whether how you know that a Zar takes, that a Zar who does the Malika takes away the status of Tumas Nevela, whether it's based on the fact that a Zar can do Malika by a Bama, or whether it's based on the fact that a Zar could do Shchitas Kachim. Nafkamina would be for this Kohen Balmum. Okay, anyway, but that's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that a Zar will take away the status of Tumas Nevela. The Zar's Malika is effective enough that the animal doesn't have the status of Nevela. That's the Gemara Tanan. Our Mishnah said that people who are pasul that do a Malika, the Malika is going to be pasul. So Bishlam and Rabbi Yochanan call Lasuye Zar. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the call comes to include a Zar, right? The Mishnah says that it's a Malikasam Psula, but the Mishnah's next line was, but Veinu Matam Beis Abliya, it's not in the Veila, it's not going to be Matam Beis Abliya. So I understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's coming to tell me that a Zar's Malika is good enough to take away the Tumas Nevela. El Rav Kol Asuyimai. But according to Rav, that even when a Zar does the Malika, it does not take away the status of Nevela. The animal is a Nevela. The animal is a Nevela. So then what's Kol coming to include? Lav Lasuye Smol Velaila. Smol Velaila Behedya Katani. Well, the only thing you could suggest is that it's coming to include Smol Velaila, but Smol Velaila, it says Beferish that it's not going to be a Nevela. So why would you have to use the word Kol to come to include Smol and Laila? So it says Gemara Tani v'hadam farish. Okay, it could be that it said small v'layla, and or it alluded to small v'layla with the word kol, and then it said it explicitly afterwards, right? Because the next line in the Mishnah is malak b'small o b'layla, so it says that it's not mitayim beis abliya. So the word kol came to include small v'layla, and then it was mefarish explicitly that small v'layla also is not going to be mitayim beis abliya, will take away the status of nevela from the animal, will be effective enough to that the animal won't have a status of nevela. Tashma, another raya. Zaklal. So we had said that the rule is as follows. Kol shehaya psula b'kodesh. The Mishnah had said, any time you have something that's psula b'kodesh, eino metame b'gadim ha-beis ha-bliya. The way Rashi understood psula b'kodesh, any psul that happens after the animal is already in the azara. It was brought into the azara totally b'hechsher. But the psul happened b'kodesh, then it's not going to be metame begadim abeis abliya. Then such a psul is not going to be a problem of nevela. So Bishlam and Rabbi Yochanan kol asui azar. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's kol coming to tell me? What's kol coming to add that if a zar does the shechita, that's psula bakodesh, and therefore it's not going to be metame abeis abliya. But according to Rav, what's that coming to include? According to Rav, it's not true, right? According to Rav, when the Tzar does the Shechita, it is going to be, when the Tzar does the Malika, it is going to be a Nevela. So what's it coming to include according to Rav? Now the definition of Kol Shepsul B'Kodesh is Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says Kol Shepsul B'Kodesh means that if it got into the Azara before the Psul happened. Problem is that, let's say, a Roveya or a Nirva, all right, what would you hold about that? So, meaning Roveya, Nirva, everyone, Lechora, would hold that's not called psula b'kodesh. That's going to be something that's going to be metame abeis abliya. So what would you say about a case if it was roveya or nirva after it got into the azara? According to Rashi's definition of kol shu psula b'kodesh, so as long as it got into the azara, okay. So then that should also be psula b'kodesh. That's not the halacha. So if it's for that reason, Tosos in Dibur Maskel Amar, about the seventh line, eighth line of Tosos, says the kol shu psula b'kodesh d'lo yered haynu she'ira psul mishen nishchat v'neskadish b'kedushas kli. That no, it means that the psul happened after the shechita, and it was already kodesh b'kedushas kli. V'lo k'mo shepirish b'kuntros l'kaman bergam ezbech b'kadish im psul b'kodesh shir psul kodem b'yasul azara. That im psul b'kodesh means the psul happened before getting into the azara. Kigon roveya v'nirva, and Rashi says like roveya v'nirva, where the problem preceded being brought into the azara, because says Tosos the nirva b'azara ma'ikal ameimar. Because then what would you say if it was nirva in the azara? Then the problem did not precede going into the azara. So it tells us we have to have a different definition of culture psul b'kodesh. But be that as it may, that's a parenthetical point, but be that as it may, the Gemara's kash over here stands. The Mishnah had used the term kol. So kol is coming to include another case, apparently, where there's not going to be tumas beis abliya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that case could very well be the case of zar. But according to Rav, what's that kol coming to include? So says the Gemara l'tameich, shalohaya psula b'kodesh l'suyemai. Well, according to your shita, that kol is always coming to include something. So what's lohaya psula b'kodesh coming to include? When we say that if it was lohaya psula b'kodesh, the Mishnah said that it is metame beis abliya. What's that coming to include? Ela reisha la'suyeh shechitas kachim b'fnim, seifa la'suyeh malikas chulin b'chutz. The reisha must be coming to teach me a case where you shecht kachim b'fnim, that's called psula b'kodesh, where it's not metame beis abliya. Seifa must come and teach me a case of doing malika on chulin b'chutz, where it is metame beis abliya. Tanya kavaseh Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Malka zar, if a zar does the malika, that's going to be the only case in the brisa that we're really interested in, because that's the subject of machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, but we got to quote the whole brisa. Malka zar, malka pasul, or someone whose pasul does the malika, hapigul vandosar vatamei, or an animal that after the malika was done, the bird became pigul, nosar, or tamei, ein mitamin beis abliya. It does not have a status of nevela just because of these additional problems that make the carbon no good. The malika being done by a zar or a pasul, or the fact that the carbon was subsequently after the Malika ruined does not go back and retroactively make it become Tameh Bebeis Habliya. But bottom line is, you see that Malkazar is Ein Metamin Beis Habliya. That's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that you see that it's not going to be an Avela when a Zar does the Malika. Now, the examples of Pigal Nosar and Tameh are highly unusual examples. If you think about it, what are we talking about? We're talking about the issue of Nevela over here. When does Nevela happen? If you improperly shecht an animal, you kill an animal, you shoot an animal through the head, or you do Malika when the Malika is not called for, on a behemoth, let's say. So that's going to be a Nevela. That's just killing an animal. That's a Nevela. But if you've already shechted an animal, let's say I shecht an animal and I go into my freezer and I take perfectly kosher meat that I got from a glad kosher supermarket and I cook it together in a pot with cheese. So is it going to be now that you're going to, are you now going to be able to say, oh, there's a problem with this, so let's go back and make it a Nevela? No, the problem is Basa Mechalav. There are other problems, but after Nevela is already over, once you already do a proper Shechita, you kill the animal properly, so the we can close the book on Nevela already. To then go back and say, oh, maybe it should still have a din of a Nevela. The din of Nevelas Oftar is that it's Matayim Beis Ablia. Why would there ever be a Havamina that if after I do the Malik on the Oaf properly, in the Mikdash, and I did everything right, it was done by a Kohen, and he wasn't a Baal Mum, and everything was right, everything was good, that later on it was Nosar, it was left over beyond its man. So now we should say retroactively, it becomes Nevela. It's a very Shver Havamina. What in the world, why would we think otherwise? Why would we think that it is Metame Beis Ablia? Rashi says, yeah, the Pshat is that you shouldn't say that since it's no longer Mutter Ba'achila, that an Isser Nevela is Chal L'Mafreya on it. That's the Havamina. But again, very shvera havamina. Now, Karen Ora says, why didn't these cases make it into the Mishnah? That these things, no sir, pigle tame, that they're not metayim beis abliya. So he says, because they're too obvious. They're too obvious that it's obvious that they're not going to be metayim beis abliya. The Bryson just explains all the cases. So the havamina doesn't have to be quite that strong. But just to point out just how shvacha havamina it actually is over here. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati shtayim, achas kmitza zar, ve'achas melika zar, achas teired v'achas lo teired. He says, I heard two halachos. One was about a kmitza of a kabar mincha done by a non-kohen, by a zar, and one about a malika of an oaf done by a zar. And I heard that one of them, if you put it on the mizbeach, has to be brought down. And I heard by the other one that it doesn't have to be brought down. But v'lo yadana, but I don't remember which one is which. I don't remember whether it's the kmitza that needs to be brought down and not the malika zar, or vice versa. So Amr Chizkiya Mestavra Kemitza Tered Malika Lo Tered. He says, well, it's most logical to assume that the Kemitza done by a Zar will have to be taken off from Mizbeach, even if it was already put there. The Malika will not have to be taken off. Maishna Malika Diyeshna Babama. Well, why would you assume the Malika does not have to be taken off? What? Because the Zar could do Malika on a Bama? Kemitza Nami Yeshna Babama. He could also do Kemitza on a Bama. So why would you assume that there's such a Chiluk? V'chitema Ein Mincha Babama. And if you're going to tell me, no, there's no such thing as kmitza on a bama because there's no kabar mincha brought on a bama. Well, ain't ofos nami b'bama. There are no ofos brought on a bama either. So there's no malika really on a bama. On a bama either. So the Amar of Sheshes, the Divri Amar, Yesh Mincha Bama, Yesh Ofos Bama, Divri Amar Ein Mincha Ein Ofos. Not that there's necessarily no Malika Bama, but if you hold that there's no Mincha on a bama, then there's no Ofos on a bama. They go hand in hand. Either a bama is kosher only for behemos, or a bama is kosher for everything, for a behem, for a zevach, for a mincha, for an of. So whatever it is, if you hold that bama can be your source to allow to say im also lo teired by an oaf, then it should also be a source to say im also lo teired by mincha. There's no reason to distinguish. My time is zvachim v'lo menachos, zvachim v'lo ofos. What would be the reason to suggest that that menachos and ofos cannot be brought in a bama? Because the terminology is zvachim, so zvachim comes to exclude ofos and menachos. So why would you be mechalik? Ela'ema in kiddush b'klisharis b'mincha b'bama. Now the chiluk is that by a mincha, normally you need kiddush b'klisharis for the kmitza. You don't have that on a bama. You don't put the kmitza into a klisharis where it's mekadeshit. So since you don't have that on a bama, that's why the fact that mincha is brought by a zar on a bama is not going to be a reliable source for us about what to do when you bring it on the mizbeach. But when it comes to a malika of an oaf on a bama, that will be a reliable source to tell us, okay, at least a zar doing a malika is sometimes kosher, and therefore if you did it and you put it on the mizbeach already, lo teireid. But by the mincha, we have no such precedent to say lo teireid, because by the bama, there's no kedusha b'kli shares on the kmitza to grant it the kedusha to serve as a precedent to learn from by the mizbeach. So that's why there's a chiluk between malikas oaf and kmitzas mincha if it's already put on the mizbeach when they're done by a zar. Fine. Malak b'smal o b'layla. So the Mishnah said, if you do malika with the left hand, you do malika at night. So the Mishnah said that these things are not metame b'beis habliya, that the animal is not considered to be a nevelas of tahar. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan. Yachalte malika shilifnim mitame begadim beis habliya. One might have thought that malika that's done in the beis hamikdash should be mitame begadim beis habliya, should make the animal a nevela to be mitame one's begadim when they eat it. So Talmud Omar nevela. That's why the pasuk says nevela. So that teaches me that malika done bifnim is not going to be mitame begadim beis habliya. Now. Frankly, Gemara, what do you mean? Hanami nevela. Doesn't malika make it a nevela? Isn't that the whole havamina? The whole havamina is that when you do malika, it has the status of nevela. So how does the word nevela teach you otherwise? El tamalom trefa. No, it's the word trefa. Ma trefa shein materas as iser, af kol shein materas as iser. That just like a trefa is not matir the iser. When you have a trefa, there's nothing you could do to make the meat kosher. So too, nevela is only going to be matam beis habliya when it's not matir the iser, when your killing of the animal wasn't matir the iser. Yatzu malika shilufnim holvi mataris is iser. You do malika on a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, which is what you're supposed to do. So it's matir the iser. So mela ain matam begadim beis abliya. If it's matir the iser, it makes it mutter. So then there's no way it's going to be matam begadim beis abliya. Meaning the idea of tumas begadim beis abliya is when something was done wrong. But if you did a malika on an oaf in the Mikdash the way you're supposed to do, so then it's not going to be time we got them based on Bliya. In fact, the Havamin is even hard to understand. Yachol, I would think that when you do a Malika Lefanim, it's Metame, we got them based on Bliya. It's Machlokes Rishonim. What that Yachol is about? What would I really think that? So Rashi understands it Kipshuto, that we're talking about a regular malika kshera, and I would have thought that even though an ola sa'of is burnt on the mizbeach and brought normally after a malika is done, but maybe if you eat it, it's still matam beis habliya, would still have a din of a nevela, even though it's a kosher way to do the korban. That's still a havamina. But Rashi and the Ksavyad and Tosos and the Rash and the Ravid all explain that no, we're talking about a malika psula, a malika where it's possible, but if you put it on the mizbeach, lo yered. Such a malika, that's where there's a havamina that maybe it's metame beis habliya. But a malika kshera, it's never pasha that it's not going to be metame, the person who eats it, betumas beis habliya. It's mamish kasher, that we never had a havamina of. The havamina was only about a malika psula, and on that we say, oh, if it's at least matirit, that once it's on the mizbeach, it gets to stay, so then it loses the tumas beis habliya, will no longer be metame. The Beis Habliya. The Ravid understands that we're talking about a zar who eats a malikas chatas ha'of. That you might think that just like you'd be chayiv for achilas nevela, it would also be matam beis habliya. Meaning, if a zar eats a malikas chatas ha'of, he's chayiv for eating nevela. So you might think, okay, if he's chayiv for eating nevela, then maybe he would have a din of tumah beis habliya as well. So that's the havamina of the Gemara. There is a major chakir in the Achronim, in the Rav Yosef Engel, in Klal Aleph, in Asfel Dar Raisa, in Chaschinuch, in Rav Elchanan, in Kovitz Aros. The halacha that Kohanim are allowed to eat malika, is that a din that malika b'kadshim is considered the same as shchita b'chulin? I think we mentioned this chakir once, that when you do malika on kadshim, that's just the form of shchita that you do on kadshim on birds that are kodesh. But it's shchita, it's a regular shchita, it's just done in a different method, and that's what's matir the oaf for Kohanim to eat it, because it's shachut, and that, right? Or do you say that no, Malika is not shechita. When you do malika, the animal is a nevela. In order for an animal not to be a nevela, you need to do shechita. You need to cut with a knife in the front of the animal's neck, not slice with your finger in the back of the animal's neck. Slicing with your finger in the back of the animal's neck makes it a nevela. It's just that, gzeres hakasav, the Torah's matir kohanim to eat this kind of nevela. That even though it's a nevela, the Torah allows kohanim to eat this kind of nevela. So if Yosef Englund has found our raya, so brings a raya from a gemara, from a Gemara in Meseches Menachos and Daf Memhei, where the Gemara says that there's a Havamina that Kohanim are mutter to eat Nevelu Trefa, because we find that the Torah allowed them to eat Chatos Ha'of. So Salka Daita Chamina, that they could eat Nevelu Trefa. Well, what's the Salka Daita Chamina they could eat Nevelu Trefa? If Malika on Chatos Ha'of is just a form of Shechita, so why would I ever have a Havamina that relates to Nevelu Trefa? Then that's not Nevela at all. Elamai says, Yvesav Engel, must be the Gemara is working with the assumption that Malika keeps it, it's still Nevela. It's not a Kasher Shkita, male, it's Nevela. It's just that there's a Gzeres HaKasav that's Mati, the Kohanim, to eat such Nevela. So that's the Havamina. I might think, oh, just this Nevela? How expansive is this Heter of Achilas Nevela? Maybe the Heter of Achilas Nevela goes further, so that's what the Gemara has to tell me. No, it's limited to this case. But that's Yvesav Engel's Raya. One of his rayas. He has lots and lots of rayas like he always does. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Hevi hamolek kachum b'chutz umolek chulin bein mi b'fnim bein mi b'chutz. If someone is molek kachum b'chutz or he's molek chulin anywhere b'fnim or b'chutz, hol ve'in matir nasi iser metam b'gadma beis abliya. So since it's not matir the iser, it's going to be metam b'gadma beis abliya. Since it's not going to be kosher to use as a karban, so it's metam b'gadma beis abliya. Tanya idach. So we have another brisa. Yachol te shchita chulin l'fnim v'kachim bein mi b'fnim bein mi b'chutz. Shchita. Forgetting about malika for a second. Doing shchita on chulin inside the base of mikdash, or doing shchita on kachim anywhere, metama beis ablia. I might think it should be metama beis ablia that the animal should have a din of nevela. Tamalomar nevela. That's why the pasuk says nevela. So it says, well, how does the word nevela teach you anything? Hanami nevela. You know, isn't that the point that we're trying to say this does have a status of nevela? El tamalomar trefa. Ma trefa shava befnim kabachutz. Avkal shavas befnim kabachutz. Just like a trefa, there's no difference whether it's inside or outside. So too, by nevela, also, we're saying that it's not going to make a difference whether it's inside or outside. Yatzah shchita schulin b'fnim, v'kachin bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz, as opposed to shchita schulin that's done b'fnim, or kachin that's shechted either inside or outside, hol v'lo shavu b'fnim k'b'chutz, since the status, the din is not the same on the inside and outside, ein matam b'gadim ha-beis ha-bliya, so they're excluded from tumas beis ha-bliya. So it says, Gemara Bishlam, chulin lo shavu b'fnim k'b'chutz. I understand very well, chulin doesn't have the same din b'fnim k'b'chutz. Rashi explains, because chulin that's shechted b'chutz is not metameh, even if the chulin is not shechted properly, like an oaf trefa that you shecht. Bachutz, it's not matam beis ablia. It doesn't have a din of nevela. So I understand very well. Chulin is lo shavu b'fnim kebachutz. Elo kachim idi v'idi psulin inhu. But by kachim, both b'fnim and bachutz, it's the din of nevela is going to be the same thing. It's both going to be a nevela when you do a shechita, whether it's b'fnim or bachutz, on an oaf that's kachim. So amarava im ho'ilu lo shechitas chutz l'chayvu kareis lo to'ilu l'tarim in de nevela. Well, think about it. By shechting kachim bachutz, you're chayiv for shechitas chutz. So obviously we consider that a valid shechita. Otherwise it wouldn't be called shechitas chutz, right? If you shot the animal in the head bachutz, it wouldn't be shechitas chutz. You wouldn't be chayiv kareis for shechitas chutz. But by shechting a bachutz, you are chayiv for shechitas chutz. So if shechting an oaf bachutz is enough of a shechita to be mechayiv yukareis, then it should be enough of a shechita to take away the nevela status of that oaf. So ashkan chutz pnim minalan. So that's very good for chutz. How do I know that by pnim that the same is going to be true by pnim that shechitas pnim it's also going to be take away the status of nevela. Hol v'lo shavu b'fnim kibachutz. So since chutz it's not metamei even though it's aser ba'achila. So you see that they don't have the same status. Ihachi malak kachim b'chutz nami lo d'lo shavu b'fnim kibachutz. So then malika b'chutz also shouldn't be metam beis abliya because they don't have the same malika doesn't have the same status and yet we learned that it is metame beis abliya that it is metame so because they it's not the same din b'fnim k'b'chutz. Some Rav Simon Barashi done in davar shelo be'echshero mi davar shelo be'echshero. We can derive something done improperly from something done improperly. Ve'im davar shelo be'echshero mi davar shelo be'echshero. But you cannot derive something that's done improperly from something that's done properly. Meaning you cannot derive malikas kachim bechutz, which is improper, from the din of malikas kachim befnim, which is proper. You can derive the din of shchitas kachim befnim from the din of shchitas kachim bechutz, because shchita on ofos is never proper. On ofos of kachim is never proper. So you can derive the din from one to the other, but to derive the din of malika of kachim befnim, which is proper, from malika of kachim bechutz, that you can't, or the other way around, malika of kachim bechutz, which is improper, from malika of kachim befnim, that you can't make any such derivation. So frankly, Maravalova, Tanya Minayin Liyotse, Shemala Lo Yered, how do I know that something that left the Beis HaMikdash, that if it goes up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't get brought down? Shari Yotze, Kasher Bebama, because we find that Yotze is Kasher Bebama. So you see that we're darshaning Befrim from Bachutz. So Tana Azos Toros Olas Riba Samachle. Now there's a special Riba in the Pasuk that we're relying on for that Drasha. Okay, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Vayter, new Mishnah. Actually, before we do the new Mishnah, so the Rava had a comment that im ho'ilu lo shchitas chutz l'chayvo kares lo toilo l'tarim midei nevela. We wanted to suggest, Rava had the suggestion that if you do shchita on an oaf outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if that's enough to be chayv kares for shchitas chutz, then for sure it should be enough to take the animal out of the status of nevela. So what you see is that shchita of kachim, even ofos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, works to be mitar midei nevela. Now, based on this, there is a kasha that the son of the Noda Behuda asked on his father. The Noda Behuda wrote a sefer on Shas called the Tzlach. So in the Tzlach, he writes that according to Rava's famous Shita, in Maseches Temura, there's only, if you know one Gemara in Temura, it's this Gemara in Temura, Temura Dav Dalid, where there's a Machlokas Rav and Abaye, Kol Mil Sadom Rachman Alo Savid, Yavid Mahani, or Yavid Lo Mahani. Rava's Shita is, Kol Mil Sadom Rachman Alo Savid, whenever the Torah says don't do something, the Torah is not just telling you not to do an action, it's telling you if you do it, there's no chalos on that action. When the Torah says don't do it, it's taking away your ability to do anything effective, to have any effect with your actions. So the Tzlach wants to be mechadesh that a shchitas chutz is not going to be metar midei tumas nevela. When you shecht bachutz, since the Torah says you're not allowed to shecht kachem bachutz, if you go and you do shecht kachem bachutz, it's not going to be a shchita. The animal is going to be a nevela, because kol milsa dam rachman lo sa'avid. If the Torah says don't do it, iavid lo mahani. So it's not a shchita. So the Tzlach son asks, but wait a second, same Rava over here says that shchitas chutz does work to be mitar midei nevela. Says if it's good enough to be chayiv for shchitas chutz, it's good enough to be mitar midei nevela. So the Tzlach son is miyashev that maybe the Tzlach only says this within the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that shchita that's not ruuya is not called the shchita. But according to the Rabbanan, that shchitas kachem bechutz taka would be mitar midei nevela, because the Torah calls it a shchita. That's one possible defense. The Biuri Adafavir quotes from the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak that the whole machlokas Abaye and Rav of Kamil Sadam Rachmana Lo Savid Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lo Mahani is only by an Isser Malkus. That's what Rav is going to say Yavid Lo Mahani. Meaning he disagrees with the Tzlach's assumption that it relates to Shchitas Chutz. So that whole machlokas is only on an Isser Malkus, where Rav is going to say Yavid Lo Mahani, and you get Malkus. Why do you get Malkus if what you did was totally ineffective? Torah says not to do something. And when it says not to do something, it's telling you, your actions don't make any difference. It's not going to, even if you try to do it, it's totally ineffective. So what am I getting Malkus for? It's Abaye's number one proof against Rava. You get Malkus for it. How can you get Malkus? How can you get punished for it if what you did was totally ineffective? So Rava says, no, you get Malkus because you clearly went against what Hashem wanted. Hashem said not to do it. So even though Hashem took away your ability to do it, it's like, you tell a kid not to, you have alcohol, don't drink the alcohol, and the kid drinks the whole bottle, I replaced it with apple juice, but you're still going to punish him. What did he drink the whole bottle for? Right? Meaning that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is punishing. But when it comes to Misa and Kares, when it's not Malkus, when it comes to Misa and Kares, says the Zecher Yitzchak, Rava is going to be Moda to Abaye, that Kol Milsa Dam Rachman Allah Savit Iyavid Mahani, that your actions are effective. Because if you don't say that, you shouldn't be chayiv misa and kares. Meaning, the same svara Abaye says, well, what are you getting punished for? Rava would agree that that's a good svara by misa and kares. Because kares and misa are different than malchus. Malchus can be given for just violating what Hashem wants. But and even if your action wasn't effective, you deserve malchus for violating what Hashem asked. But by the onesh of kares and misa, it's on the etzem hamaisa. It's on what you've done, on the damage done, that you get kares and misa. Kares and misa would not be given just for being a bad boy. Kares and misa has to be given for damage done. And therefore, if the etzem hamaisa wasn't done, if he avid lo mahani, then it wouldn't be shaykh kares and misa. So it has to be that Rav is going to be moda, that he avid lo mahani, he avid mahani rather, by anything that relates to kares and misa. And that's why b'shchita schutz, he avid Mahani. That's why when you shecht b'chutz, it is going to be kashra shechita to take away the status of tumas nevela. That's why this gemara is not a problem for Rava. Problem for the tzlach, not a problem for Rava. Okay, says the Mishnah. Malak v'nimtzeis trefa. If you do malika, the animal turns out to be trefa. Rameir says that still it's not going to be mitame besabliya. It doesn't have a status of nevela. Rabbi Yudah says it is mitame besabliya because the malika is not it doesn't work on a trefa. That the animal is already a trefa, so the malika, it's like shooting a trefa through the head. It didn't work on a trefa. It's still going to be mitame. Some Rameir says, I'll bring you a raya, kal v'chomer. If nevelus behema, which is metame b'mago masa, is very tame, it could be metame even by touching it, by carrying it. Still, if you do a shchita, it's going to be metar the trefa mitumasa. If you do a shchita on a trefa, on a behema that's a trefa, it's not going to have tumas nevela. So nevelus of shenu metame b'mago masa, a nevelus of which has a lesser form of tuma, say no dinshite shchitas metar is trefa mitumasa. So if you do a shchita on a trefa bird, that should be all the more so. Should take away the status of nevela. If you do a shchita on a trefa bird, it should take away the status of nevela, because its status of nevela is not so heavy, it's not such a strong status of nevela. That's step one. Then the Rameir says, and step two is, well, if shchita can take away the tuma status of a trefa bird, the nevela status of a trefa bird, well, mamatzinu b'shchita, so shimach shartala achilu matar shrefasu mitumaso. So if Shechita could do it, then Malika should also be able to do it. Malika on a bird that's Trefa should remove any possibility of Nevela. That's Rameir's Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dayak Nevelas Behema, Shechitas Mitarasa V'lo Malikasa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, look at where you're learning it from. You're learning it from Behema. Let's say you tried a Malika on a Behema. What would the status be? Of course it's a Nevela. There's no dinner Malika on Behema. So you're trying to bring the whole source from Behema that you see by a Behema, that when you do Shechita on a Trefa, the animal doesn't have a din of Nevela. Yeah, but you're trying to extend it to not just Shechita on a bird, but to Malika on a bird. If you were to do Malika, Dayala Bavina Din Lias Kanida, and your whole Kal V'chomer is based on Behema. If you were to do Malika on a Behema, it would obviously be a Nevela. So, frankly, the Gemara of Rameir Lo Darish Dayo. Right, where a mayor doesn't hold to the din of dayo, whenever you have a kal v'chomer, you can only learn as much from the kal v'chomer as the ikur lamed it teaches you. So a mayor doesn't hold to that, but dayo d'oraisa. Of course, a mayor holds that dayo. The concept of dayo in a kal v'chomer is a din d'oraisa. How is it a din d'oraisa? In the following way, Ditanya, midin kal v'chomer ketzad. How do I know the din of kal v'chomer in the first place? So vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'avio yorok yirak b'fna. Right, that Hashem says to Moshe that if her father would have spit in her face, halo tikalim shivas yamim, she would be embarrassed for 7 days. So let her be embarrassed. Let her go mechutz l'machna for 7 days. Let Miriam go mechutz l'machna for 7 days. So frankly, gemara kal v'chomer l'shchina arba'asar yom. Why 7 days? If her father would embarrass her, she'd be embarrassed for 7 days. then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be 14 days. It shouldn't be 7 days. Interesting, Machlokes in the Rishonim tells quotes different deals as to why Dafka the number 14. Where do we get the number 14? Rabbeinu Tam says, based on the Gemara Maseches Nida, that there are Shlosha Shutfin Yesh Ba'adam, Aviv V'Imo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Aviv and Imo provide the physical side, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the Neshama. So you see that if her father spit in her face, it would be 7 days. So mother would probably also be 7 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an equal partner. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one side, father and mother on the other side. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu equals father and mother put together. That's why we get the number 14. Yesh Mefarshim says that it's just that we always Yesh Mefarshim that it should really be forever. It's just we never find Hesker for more than 14 days. When it comes to Mitzvah or whatever, we never close someone up away for more than 14 days. So that's why we just pick the maximum punishment. But it's not really about being double 7. It's really about being Leolam, being forever. The Ramban says that no, it's just a derech that we always double things. We always say things in double. That's the whenever we want to exaggerate something. So that's why we pick 14. But either way, so shouldn't you say that it's 14? Eladai labam and adin lios kenidan. So you see midar raisa. No, since the limud is only from Aviv, and that's only 7 days. So even with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's only going to be 7 days. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Meir Kra Ashkaf Kedarish, Rabbi Meir Darshan the pasuk. Zos Torah Sabeim va'of. V'chibeiza Torah Shivsa Behema la'of va'of l'behema. When do we ever equate birds to animals? Behema metam magomasa, of in metam magomasa. Behema's metame magomasa when it's a nevela, of is not. Of metame begadim abesablia, behema metame begadim abesablia. Of is metame and of nevela sof tars metame begadim when you eat it on the besablia. Behema it's not so. So where do we ever compare them? Elomer lecha, ma behema dover shemachshir la'achila metar trefasa mitamasa. So it's not a kal v'chomer, it's really a drasha that he has. That it's to tell you that just like a behema, that which is machshirit to be eaten, meaning it's shchita, is going to be metarit from being a nevela, even if the animal is a trefa. Af of, so to by a bird, davar shemachshir ba'achila, that which allows it to be eaten, namely its malika, is metar trefaso mitumaso, is going to be good enough to be metahir it from nevela, even if it was a trefa. Rabbi Yehuda Maitaima, why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Krash kach v'darish, he has his own pasuk. Nevela trefa, am Rabbi Yehuda trefa lamanemra. Why does it say trefa? Trefa chaya hari nevela amura. After all, if a trefa can live, so a nevela is already said, so it's going to be a nevela. Im trefa ain't a chaya hari bechal nevela. If a trefa can't live, then even while it's alive, it's a nevela. El lahavi trefa sheshachta shemetame. So it must be talking about a trefa that you did shchita on, and it's telling me that it's metame abes ablia, that it's metame like a nevela. So I'm leir of Shizvi. So Rav Shizvi says elameyatav. That's going to be your drasha. Okay, we'll pick up with the question of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll pick up again from Rabbi Yehuda Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll go over that again.